morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guests today are Rebecca Chan and Allison Gulick, winners of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. I'm very excited about that. They won it for their community-supported art idea, and I'm very excited to have you all hear about it. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi.
Rebecca, a number of our listeners are familiar with agricultural CSAs. Tell us a little bit about how you've taken that concept of an agricultural CSA and moved it from produce and gardening to art.
Well, the Station North Community Supported Art Project provides participating shareholders with the freshest art that Baltimore has to offer. It's selected by a jury of Station North art celebrities, at least the first round was. In the second round, we've asked participating artists to each nominate two more artists to participate. The shares are available for $350, and each shareholder for this $350 gets six pieces of original artwork. The share funding goes directly to support the artists, and the artists create new work for the program.
So, Allison, I would get to look at the artists, I'd get to know the artists, I'd meet them and see their work, and then I would get to rank which artists I want to participate with.
Exactly. So you get to watch your artist give a presentation about their past work and what they're doing for the CSA this time, and then you get to rank them. There's normally four artists per presentation, so you rank from one to four, and we try to give you at least one of your top two. Like a produce-based CSA, sometimes you get beets when you want carrots, so you have to
But you do get
flexible.
Some carrots, right?
You do get some carrots, of course. Okay. So we give you one of your top two, and then we try and give you both of your top two. It just depends on who's, if there's a really popular artist, sometimes we have to work it out. But so far, everyone has been really pleased with what they've gotten. We haven't had any complaints.
Can you talk a little bit about the art itself? Is it all paintings? Is it sculpture? Is it video? Is it all of the above? And where do you anticipate this going over the next couple of years?
Well, it's not all one thing. We've had everything from prints, digital prints, to amazing like poured resin pieces we had last time, photography work, some very like graphic prints versus some things that are more sketchy. So far we haven't had any 3D work. We've had some.
That might change this round though,
right.
I think. Yeah.
And we also have opened it up to musicians. So there's a chance that you could get something like a CD or a DVD featuring a performance artist.
And how many shares are you going to sell each time?
This round we're selling 60 shares. We're definitely trying to scale it up. The first round we sold 24 shares and it sold out in a week. So we recommend that you buy your shares as soon as possible before we run out.
And what's the website? Because I know people are going to want to buy these shares. And in some ways it's a bet on the next Picasso or the next Jeff Koons. Or how do I buy shares?
You go to www.stationnorth.org. There's a bunch of information there on how to purchase a share, the participating artists, the pickup and selection dates, all that good stuff.
That's exciting. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more of this interview with these Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winners, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.